Hello, good morning, and happy breakfasting. I'm Kingsley.
And I'm Sophia.
And this is Breakpoint Radio. All right, so nearly the night before Christmas, I guess. So going from the top, nearly the recording before Christmas.
Wait, is this our last one?
There's probably one more that can squeeze in before
exchange.
Christmas. Yeah, the post-exchange one. God, scary. Anyway, it's only 500 or 600 people in a room. Nothing to worry about there. So, and
less
a couple who try and join over video. Oh no, what have I done? Okay, so from the top, distributed system stuff was all over the place this week. So a nice up-to-date reading list was out there, and I felt kind of bound to follow it up with the Carl Kingsbury distributed systems course too. If you've not seen it, it's a good one. If you have seen it, maybe check him out as well on Twitter. I think his handle's Aether. Be careful of the links that you follow from his tweets. So that's the only thing.
Which one
did you see?
I looked at the top one. It's a hefty list.
Oh yeah, there's loads there.
Have you read any of it?
I've read a few of them. It seems very up-to-date in that it includes things like the Google Sharding service and stuff like that, which I thought had only kind of been publicised about a week or two ago. So, yeah, very up-to-date. But yeah, also check out Kyle on Twitter, I'd say. It's certainly an experience. All right, the Understanding Git one from DevOps. Did you watch the video to that?
I didn't watch it. I went to the link and read all about the description. I haven't had time to watch it yet. It's on my watch list, though, because I like videos that, or talks or whatever, that go back to basics, explain things from the beginning. Because I think some people often think that basic stuff isn't worth talking about.
Yeah.
But it completely is.
No, it's a good one. It's basically all the fundamentals, and I'm terrible with Git, so I need as many fundamental videos as I can stomach, really.
Right.
It's not my area at all. In fact, he says, normally people trot out the same commands that they use all the time until they get stuck, and one of the readmes for Git gives you the description of the readme says, basically phone a friend who knows how Git actually understands and they'll help you. I'm the person who phones friends a lot, so I've got no idea. All right, 24 pull requests, that was one that you punted out there too. That was new to me.
Ah, okay.
So, yeah.
I saw it going around on Twitter a lot. I follow lots of accounts that look into a lot more teaching and learning and stuff like that. So I saw this and I thought it was a really great idea.
Yeah,
I haven't done it yet.
No, it was very welcome. I punted it over to the guys from Type Level 2 to see if there's any way that we can get some stuff in there. So
it looks really good. There's lots of lists for beginners and stuff like that. I find it quite hard to find stuff that I'm confident with.
Right, okay.
So yeah, I haven't done anything quite yet.
No, me too, surprisingly. But me too.
Maybe there should be a drive to make the titles for the issues less scary sounding. I don't know.
Okay.
It's good. It's great.
I better speed up.
Yeah, speed
as usual. Okay. So, Crash Course in x86. It's not for everyone, to be honest with you.
I think it's
So what piqued my interest with that is that a friend of mine has just finished the OSCP exam, which is basically offensive security. So it's teaching you how to hack, and I think the last project is you have something like 24 hours to hack 60 remote machines.
Wow.
To like break into 60 remote machines.
That's pretty cool.
Oh yeah, it looks wicked. It looks like quite an aggressive course though. In that it is actually all the courses about hacking.
Right.
So overflow buffers, knowing some x86 and all the rest. Promises microservices and intent. Okay, so that was a Medium post that was an interview with Mark Burgess. I still really like the promises stuff. It seems to be one of those things that a lot of people have read and has been very influential, but it's slightly binary. Either you've read it and you think it's great, or you've not heard of it at all.
Right.
So it's worth having a look at.
Okay.
And Uber acquires Otto.
What's Otto?
So
you've added this in recently.
Probably. So I only saw this last week. Otto, I think I saw them on that BBC Click. And they were a US company who do self-driving trucks.
I have seen this.
So, yeah, yeah. That was where it rung the bell for me.
Uber, like, killing it right now. Their new app is amazing.
Oh, massive.
And it tells you when you're... It estimates when you're about to arrive and then highlights all of the food that you could order that would arrive
just after
you get home. It's great.
Really?
Really tempting.
Wow.
It's going to be great for the more drunk person in the back of the car.
Does that hook in with Just Eat or something?
They have their own. They have Uber Eats.
Right, okay.
So it's exactly like Deliveroo,
yeah,
I would say.
Okay.
So how amazing is that?
No, that's super cool. Cheers.
Thank you.
Right, where are we up to? All right, so Scala FP stuff. Oh, I'll just bang through these, and there we go. Akka HTTP X or 10 came out. F2.0 was released. Cersei 0.7 was released.
How do you say it? Cersei.
That's how I say it.
Sick.
All right, is that really?
No,
I've not
I
even
don't
thought
know.
Of saying it like that.
Oh, okay. Sorry, carry on.
So, and as a bit of a kind of warm-up or whatever, as a teaser, the nice thing about doing the Scala Exchange stuff, probably the best thing that I'd noticed from it was that Cersei worked really well. The rest of it is a lot more awkward, but
there's a lot of stuff on that, on the 24 pull request.
Oh, okay. Well, so Travis is over for Scala Exchange too.
Oh, cool.
And will be very likely mulling around the underscore booth. So, just saying. but Travis is Cersei. So,
right.
Or Cirky, or however you want to say it. Examples of how you can break Scala's type system were out there too. I'm not too sure they're that legitimate, but anyway. Richard Dalloway did a post, value discarding in Scala.
Yeah, he went round and went.
Yeah, oh, okay.
I was just going to say.
Yeah, no, Richard always does good posts. he does, I always like his stuff. Design patterns in Scala has kind of come back around again. It's a funny one.
Oh, this one was talked about in work as well, actually.
Okay. So, do you know what, about 6 or 7 years ago, there was a guy, John Pretty, who used to maintain a site that basically had took all of the Gang of Four patterns and he re-implemented them in Scala.
Right.
But I don't know what happened. That site was around for a while and then just disappeared off the internet, but it was really useful.
Okay.
But, you know, John's been doing this for ages too. Your goals got updated as well. So what were the updates?
This is awkward.
I just
was talking about the exchange. So they did send out saying they wanted people to write blog posts about it, but then I didn't really get a reply.
Okay.
So I just thought I'd publish it anyway.
I haven't seen them tweeting any links.
Seen a few blog posts, but they're not so much blog posts as like a paragraph or two about why they're excited or what they're talking about. Whereas mine was more about like personal me, some of the talks I'm excited to see. I don't know. It was a bit of a filler.
No, but that might tap into the 24 requests and the type level stuff too. Because I think you've got do your own project or get more into.
Yeah.
Okay, so figure out how that can work. Scala Days was announced for Copenhagen and Chicago.
How cool are those places?
I know, look at that. So, and Copenhagen's got something else that was announced too. I think it was DockerCon EU is in Copenhagen this year too. So I don't know what's going on in Copenhagen. Must be a bit of a tech scene that's emerging there. And then the other thing that was quite contentious, the Lambda Days ladder of FP. Don't know if you saw it, but that seemed to cause...
No.
So kind of John DeGoe's thing...
Oh, I saw a tweet about this, but I couldn't find this, like what they were on about.
As ever, the links are in the show notes,
right.
But that seems to get a lot of noise around it.
Okay.
He doesn't seem to be worried about causing controversy, John.
Right.
So if you remember the thing that we don't mention from the last Lander days, no?
No, but what I have seen this week is it DrupalConf?
Have you seen that? No, so a friend of mine's part of the committee for that.
Oh,
is it?
You want to have words.
All right, okay. Why, what was the...
The swag bag.
No, I did see that.
Did you see it?
Yeah, swag bag. Is it Playboy or something?
Playboy magazine. I mean, it's kind of going against the inclusive.
He might not be part of that DrupalCon. Let me find out.
It's a bit of an odd choice for an inclusive conference that I don't know.
Oh, yeah, so the friend of mine who is very into the Drupal community would not... he's quite the opposite to
Plus, there was only one woman speaker in 50, I think.
Where was DrupalCon?
I didn't see where it was.
All right, I'll try and find out a bit about that.
Hmm.
Intriguing.
Interesting.
didn't put any blockchain stuff in this week because it looked like it would be more about the Docker stuff. So DockerCon EU announced for Copenhagen, quite a few bits coming out around serverless, like the Slack bots, how to do load testing with serverless, there's a link out there, and a post that got retweeted all over the place about why there is so much fuss about serverless and why it's a value proposition.
Mm.
Anyway, did you see the other stuff that I kind of saved the spot for was the AWS reInvent announcement?
I've seen a few of the things that came from it, but I haven't actually read more into it.
Okay, but any particular things stand out for you?
Don't put me on the spot.
Because if not, it looked like there was a lot of stuff around serverless and Lambda.
I saw something about how you can... Oh, I can't remember the name of it now. Have your own server, personal
Yeah,
thing.
They did do for private servers, like individual servers for like $5 a month or something. Which is... I mean, right now it seems difficult to see who can take... So what, there's AWS, Azure and Google are trying to get into that space. It's hard to see how anyone can take on AWS right now. They also had the snowmobile and green grass. I think the snowmobile was some weird, like, big truck that we're using for ads, but anyway. Alright, and finally, how to delete yourself from the internet.
So, I thought this was a scam when I first saw it.
Okay.
Is it a scam?
I don't think so,
you have to delete your password, and then they go off and delete everything.
Does it not just hook into your Google account, or...
Maybe I read that wrong then. Maybe when you sign into Google, I assumed they were taking your password for it, but...
I only scanned it, but I thought it was one of these, don't provide your password or anything, but just authenticate with Google. But only to Google.
Okay.
I think
right.
so.
Okay.
I'm not sure.
So that's slightly better. I haven't read that much into it, but...
Yeah, it's a weird one. I suspect that it'll be more common that people want to start doing that, but...
Do you think?
Yeah,
because... It only does anything to do with the account you have currently.
Yeah, yeah.
It doesn't do... And I don't know about anybody else, but I used to have an awful email when I was younger.
Okay.
And those would be the ones that I would want
to delete
the most. It doesn't do anything about, like, old MySpace or... You know.
Yeah, mine wasn't awful, I wouldn't like it to maybe resurface.
Those are the ones that I would want to delete the most, but anyway.
Events-wise, tons of stuff coming up. I guess the ones that kind of stood out for me, Scala Exchange coming up end of this week.
Woo-hoo!
Exactly. Pipeline coming up in March, and Scala Italy was announced for next May. But all the links to all the rest of the things all going on the blog post.
Scala Italy looks great.
Yeah, that looks cool, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And Scala Days looks good too.
Yeah, it does. It's good places.
The ticket prices are through the roof.
Oh, aren't they?
I think it's one of those, if you get a talk accepted, go, otherwise it would be a challenge.
Right.
So.
Okay.
All right, that's us done till the other side of Scala Exchange. So there we go. All good.